AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, when he declared his national emergency along the border with Mexico, also said he fully expected a legal challenge. AP Sagar Magani has this from the White House.
The president likely gave challengers ammunition for questioning its legal basis by hinting at the political realities.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's right.
He didn't have to do this. In fact, he can't do this.
Becerra says the president's violating the Constitution, which gives Congress the power of the purse. Governor Gavin Newsom says California is likely to sue the president over the declaration, which is also being criticized by some GOP lawmakers. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to the White House effort to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census form.
The justices have agreed to a quick review of a lower court ruling that has so far blocked the Trump administration from adding the citizenship question to the census for the first time since 1950. Both the administration and opponents of the question agreed the court should settle the matter quickly because the census forms need to be printed soon. Arguments will take place in late April, a decision should come by late June. Opponents argue that the citizenship question is intended to discourage the participation of minorities who tend to support Democrats from filling out the census forms. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan on a visit to Munich, Germany, says the fight against the Islamic State group has been successful in Syria and Iraq, and it's time to expand it.
I, for one, envision an even bigger and stronger coalition going forward, one that has evolved to meet the global threat posed by ISIS's offshoots and its murderous ideology.
This is AP Radio News. At least two people are dead in the latest storm to hit California. More than 9 inches of rain reported in the San Bernardino Mountains of Southern California. In Sausalito, a mudslide crashed down a hillside, taking away a home. A woman inside was rescued just with cuts and bruises. Resident Chris Parkman.
Most of the year you feel safe, but when the big storms come, your safety factor is gone. And I don't think we've seen a storm like this for decades.
Evacuations were also ordered in areas hit by wildfires last summer. A gay French writer in his book, In the Closet of the Vatican, estimates that most of the Vatican's prelates are homosexually inclined. And he says much of the current crisis in the Catholic Church is part of an internal power struggle. Frederick Martel says he conducted 1,500 interviews of cardinals, bishops in Vatican, and foreign ambassadors over a 4-year period. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.